May his memory be a blessing. Disclaimer. The publisher and the author have used good faith efforts to ensure that the information and instructions contained in this work are accurate. The publisher and author disclaim all responsibilities for errors or omissions, including, without limitation, responsibility for damages resulting from the use of or reliance on this work. The publisher and author make no guarantees concerning the level of success you may experience by following the advice and strategies contained in this book, and you accept the risk that results will differ for each individual. Identifying details of individuals in some of the events in this work have been changed to protect their privacy. The audio edition of this book is slightly abridged from the print and ebook editions. Specifically, it omits URLs, footnotes, images, and their captions, the quote from a Google white paper on page 165, and the table on page 218 that maps an SEO change request to the traditional stack ranking paradigm. You can download a PDF of the omitted material from the book's official website at www.productledseo.com. Introduction. Marketing doesn't get to tell engineering what to do. This was the response I heard from a director of engineering after making what I thought was a very basic request. I couldn't believe my ears. It was my very first day in a brand new job managing search engine optimization, SEO, for SurveyMonkey. I was asking for a routine technical change that anyone with my SEO background would have requested. Not only was this ask being blocked, but he'd said the sentence with a finality that suggested I would have no channel for any future requests either. This complete stonewall was an unwelcome and upsetting surprise. I'd come from a small company where I was tightly integrated with engineers open to any change that would help SEO progress. How was I supposed to do my job? This individual was the gatekeeper for every engineering request I was ever going to make. It would be impossible for me to ever be successful if the websites could never be updated to optimize their SEO positions. I had never been a big believer in driving SEO growth only through content. Engineering relationships were critical to my SEO strategies. Up until this momentous rejection, I had attributed my SEO successes to technical expertise, the knowledge of what changes to make and how to implement them. I suddenly realized all those years of SEO experience were worthless if the people I needed did not value my technical expertise. Rather than throw in the towel on that day, I vowed to learn the soft skills of how to compromise with cross-functional teams and build internal political capital. By the time that engineer left the company, he had become one of the greatest advocates for SEO. He partnered with me to generate hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue from the SEO changes we made. In writing this book, I have drawn on over a decade of experience building SEO efforts, both internally and externally, for a variety of organizations. On many occasions, I have looked back and realized my SEO success in a specific scenario was not because of what I did, but how I did it. Strategic thinking was far more important than specific tactics. This book will show you how I think about many SEO topics, including language that will be easily understood by internal teams to gain strategic alignment. It is my hope these ideas can help you achieve your growth goals and even further your career. Be warned, this is not a book to teach you the nuts and bolts of SEO. There are plenty of ways to learn SEO from blogs and books, some of which are referenced in this book. Rather, the goal of this book is to teach you the theory and logic behind good SEO practices. SEO is an art, and there is no rule book. Even Google or Bing engineers who spend their days tweaking search algorithms can't predict exactly how one individual site might be visible in search. They can, however, use the principles